Predators head coach John Hines is on the line, so let's give him the right music and treat him right to get this started.
Glorious! No, I won't give in.
Okay, let's say hello to Predators head coach John Hines. John, welcome to Nashville.
Thank you. It's great to be here. It's fantastic to hear that that song again. Gets you excited.
Listen, from 304 row 1, if you ever look up there, you'll see a lunatic singing it, and that's me.
Love it.
Hey, tell me this. I got to thinking earlier today when I knew we were going to have you on. You've had a 6 months of your life that would be like a book. It's been crazy.
It has been. It's been kind of a whirlwind from New Jersey to kind of a month off to then to Nashville, and then, you know, 2 months in Nashville with the team and the group, and then obviously what we're all going through now in today's society. It's been it's definitely going to be a year to remember, that's for sure.
Oh gosh, it's a long chapter if you ever decide to write a book. Obviously, everybody's trying to figure out different scenarios. We get little bits and pieces of this might happen, then four regional sites, then. How do you try to play this game in your head as you try to say, okay, if this scenario has any chance, here's what I'm going to do?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think the first thing is, you try not to pay attention to too much of the stuff that goes on. I'm in contact with David Poyle regularly and our management staff. So I really try to focus in on, you know, the feedback that they're getting from the league and then the tidbits, that you get back for the potential planning. So, you know, really what we've done is, as coaches, we've really tried to prepare for, you know, when we come back. So we have some things, if it comes back where there's a potential for small groups, you know, we have some plans in place of things we'd like to do with our team. You know, I think eventually you all know that if we wind up getting back at some point, that there is going to be some form of a training camp. So it's really getting your systems and your identity video down. We have that organized. So whenever we do get back, you know, we're prepared to implement what we need to implement. And I think with everything is, you know, we're prepared, but the plan may change slightly. But in general, when you're preparing to come back into some type of a training camp, it's having yourself organized with video, making sure you know that the things you want to implement first and foremost and move forward. And I think the on-the-fly part is going to be what size of the groups. Are they going to be small groups? Is it going to be a main training camp? And then how long are you going to have? And then once we get that set, then I think you can really start your on-ice implementation of what you're going to do.
If the powers that be, Gary Bettman and his staff, came to you and said, how much time do the players need once we get the go-ahead? What would you tell them?
I think they're going to need 3 to 4 weeks. You know, it's a situation for these guys because, you know, skating is very different than some of the other sports, you know, in the sense that I know all our guys are working hard. They're running, they're biking, you know, they're doing as much weight training as they can, but you can't replicate skating, even the rollerblading and things like this. You can't replicate what these guys are going to have to do on the ice. And they're going from really, I think for a lot of these guys, this is probably the longest time some of these guys have gone with never skating. Even at the end of the season, they might take 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off, you know, and then they get back in, they skate lightly. But to go from zero to, you know, right back into competitive hockey is gonna take some time, because you don't want the guys to come back and get injured and their hip flexors and groins and all the things, that go along with getting back into skating. And then you want to have a quality product when we do get back, and it is televised. You know, there probably will not be fans, but you want to have a quality product on the ice, and you want the players to be able to perform to the best of their ability.
Is your gut feeling that when we come back, if we're fortunate enough to either resume a postseason or go right into the playoffs, that there may be an expanded roster just for what you've talked about, a little bit more than you'd normally have in most years?
Yes, I would think that we would have, you know, you would have access to an expanded roster. And then I also think, you know, if we wind up do coming back, that's one reason, because of you know, the potential for injury or whatnot. But I also think you're going to want to have, when you do come back, and you know, we're all going to have to be tested and probably retested and be together. And I don't know if that would be in a quarantine situation or whatnot. You want to have enough players with you that, you know, that if there happens to be some type of an injury or you need it, that the players that are going to come up, or, you know, if we were going to, like, recall a player from Milwaukee, we might have to have some of those players with us. So they're just part of the group, so it's seamless and it's also healthy.
Predators head coach John Hines is on the line with us. Watson, what do you got for him?
John, being an old coach for college coach for 45 years, it was real interesting to me, and I'm going to go on some of the coaching things with you. I have had to take over six different programs myself, but I take them over in December and have 6 months before you ever play a game. How in the world, when you walk in the door in the middle of a season, and where do you start? I mean, do you start trying to implement some of your things immediately? Did you try to learn the players and what you thought each one could do? Just talk a little bit about that, because I thought, I've never seen that before. And a lot of times they make these interim guys, somebody on the staff, they bring you in as the new coach and hire you completely. Just talk through that, because I think that's unbelievable what you had to do.
Yeah, it's certainly a challenging situation. But I think the most important thing is, you know, it is a very good team. It's a very good organization. So I think it's important you come in, and prior to coming in, you have extensive discussions, you know, with the general manager, and then when you come in, I think you really hammer down with the coaches and okay, what are the areas that you know we believe need to be improved right away? And you're not making wholesale changes. You're just you need to make slight tweaks to the system because you're on the go. So what we did was you came in and really reinforced tactically the things that were being done very well. I didn't come in and change any of that. We kept it and reinforced it, and then we made slight tweaks to, you know, certain areas that needed to be tightened up, or maybe there's a slight tactical adjustment. So you're giving the players just little bits and pieces where they can continue to play, continue to perform, not overthink, and also respect what had gone on prior to me getting here, that, you know, there were a lot of good things in place. So build upon those. The most challenging part really is getting to know the personnel, getting to know the players, getting to know who you play in certain situations, what combos are going to be good, who you can count on as the coach, and then also getting to know them as people, because our schedule was so intense that you're playing almost every other day, you know, so you're doing a lot of that getting to know guys on the fly, and you just don't have as much time as you would in an off-season situation to visit players or, you know, have some calls with them and things like that. So, or a whole training camp to be able to go through and really get a feel for them. But, you know, the coaching staff was fantastic. I certainly relied on them, our management staff, and then, you know, our players were really receptive to what we were trying to do. And that's kind of how we got up and running quick.
John, how much more of your system? We all have different philosophical things that we believe in strongly, and then there's other things you can tweak to keep carrying through. How much of your thoughts did you get in those early times? And with this break, when you bring them back, how much of your thoughts then can show up even more? Because this could have been one of the pluses for you to now be able to do a few more things that you'd really like to do with them.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'd say probably 20% of really your whole philosophy of, if you look at all the aspects of the game and how you want the team to be able to play, and some slight tweaks that I would do. You know, it was basically 2 months we were together. this break has been really good. You know, I've been able to have a lot of Zoom calls and talk with players. You know, even just talk with a guy for an hour and 15 minutes of getting to know his personality, what makes him tick. It's been a unique situation that way because you come in as a new coach, you work with the group for 2 months, and now you have another break. And now a lot of these conversations that you have with the players, there's a lot of substance behind it on both parts. They know me, I know them. We've had some good times together, some tough times together. Maybe some guys have played really well. Maybe there's some guys who I'm really looking for more from them. So when this has been fantastic from player roles, player perspective, getting to know them, setting standards and expectations when we come back. And I really found that's been hugely beneficial with this little pause here. So when we do get back, there's not only stronger relationships, there's better understanding of each other. And then I think now you move forward and I think you can implement more and more of what you want to be able to do tactically.
And my last question to you, and I'm not expecting you to give me names, but what really was different when you got here than what you expected? Take the leadership. And I would think you come in and think, this is who's going to be the leaders, this is what I need, and then it changes once you get there. How much of that was different when you had time with them as time grew with them?
Yeah, there was a lot. You know, I think one of the things you have to understand and I think respect as a new coach coming in, there's a reason you're there, and it's not always on the coach that just left either. You know, there's two sides to every story, and I think, you know, one of the things you come in is you respect what's going on in the past, but you also have to get your fingers around where a team's at. And the reason why you're there most of the times when there's a coaching change, it's, unfortunately, it's because something hasn't gone right. I think one of the biggest things, coming in was you look at Nashville and the amount of success they've had and a veteran team was just, I think, to really be able to win, you know, their confidence, their belief system, I think the camaraderie, it wasn't mentally where it needed to be, the mental toughness of the group. I think if bad things happened in a game or, you lost a game, the guys could get too down. If we were in the middle of a game and certain things went bad, the other team scored or the other team had momentum, we just didn't have as much pushback, stick-to-itiveness that you need to change the momentum or stay in the game. And I think that a credit to our leadership group as players and I think collectively as a group, I'd say that was probably one of the biggest changes that came through. And I think if you look at a lot of the one-goal games we were in and some of the games that we've been able to win and as we continue to build, we were – you know, our mental toughness, our camaraderie, our belief system really got stronger and stronger, and we found more ways to win games that way. And I think that was probably one of the biggest challenges coming in.
Yep. Terry?
John, I guess one of the things that I think a lot of people noticed after you got here, it seemed to light a fire under several players who had been kind of struggling at some points this year. Was there anything in particular that you said or did with guys like Kyle Turris and Mikhail Granlin and Rocco Grimaldi that got them going?
Yeah, it's a great question. It wasn't one, necessarily something that I did. I think that, what you find sometimes is that when there is a coaching change, what happens is there's a clean slate, and there's you come in as the coach and I don't know these guys. I haven't played from them. We haven't been through anything together. So when you address the team, it's these are the expectations of how we want to play. These are the work habits that we want to have. And this is how we're going to play. And it's, everyone has a clean slate. And sometimes if guys are struggling or they're in a funk or, they just didn't play as well as they needed to under the previous coach, that sometimes a different voice, maybe some tweaks to how you want to be able to play, different messaging, but also a clean slate, that I think internally gives guys, maybe a little bit of a fresh perspective, a fresh start. And, credit to those guys. They played well. They took advantage of the situation. And, it was nice to see those guys be able to play the way that they did.
And then once the NHL restarts, hopefully that will take place. You've talked about, needing to be some time for training camp and to get everybody kind of ramped back up again. Do you think there's enough time that the NHL would resume the regular season, or do you think they would just have to go ahead and start the playoffs?
Well, I think I have two answers for you on that. I know that the league would really like to resume the regular season. If there's a way that they can find the time frame and the window to finish the regular season and then go into the playoffs, I think they're going to exhaust every possibility for that. I think depending on how much further this goes before we can get back, I think time is going to determine whether you do a finish of the full regular season. Maybe you come to an arbitrary number of games played, 76, 78, maybe something like that, where every team plays the same. But I think time and when we can get back is really going to determine whether you can do that or you may have to go right into a playoff situation. So, that's something that we're all trying to, I think, wait on and work through. And I know the league's really trying to do a thorough job of figuring out
and when
we can do it.
And then my last thing on that would be this. If the season is able to resume and you guys are able to finish in late July, early August, would that have any bearing on the start time of the 2021 season?
Yes, because the players, if we go back, there's going to have to be an off season and rest and recovery time for the players. So, if it goes through the summer, if we play through the summer or even through September, then start of the regular season next year would certainly be backed up, because there's going to have to be a break between the end of the Stanley Cup and when the next season will start.
John, thank you so much for taking the time to come on with us. Again, welcome to Nashville. I can't wait to read that chapter in the book if you ever write it, because I can't imagine a crazier 6 months in anybody's life than what you've been through.
Yeah, it certainly was interesting. You know what? It's funny you do is I was talking with my wife the other night, and just say, when you think when a season's going to start, you're coming in September and things are going to go. And kind of where we are now, it's certainly been a wave of emotions, good, bad, but certainly excited for the opportunity. Nashville's fantastic. My family's with me here now, and enjoying the area as much as we can, social distancing wise, but really looking forward to getting back with the team, and hopefully we can get back at it here soon.
I hope it happens. Thanks for the visit.
All right, thanks guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Predators head coach John Hines, a very good interview, and I think he really told us some things about what this has all been like. Appreciate his candidness about a variety of things that we talked to him about.